וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני. Famous בלטורים. בלטורים said that the last פסוק in בחוקי סי is אלה המצוות אשר ציבו השם אל מוישה אל בני ישראל בהר סיני. אלה המצוות אשר ציבו השם אל מוישה אל בני ישראל בהר סיני. And then the פסוק is ממשיך. וידבר השם אל מויש במדבר סיני. So the בלטורים says, לאל מן הכסיב אלה המצווס, וסומך לי במדבר, לא אמר אין אודום מיסימץ, אם אין אודום מיסימץ מי כמדבר, אינו יכול לידע תוירו מצווס. If he doesn't put himself like a midbar, there's no chance that he will know תוירו מצווס. So this is the smichas and the shaychas, אלה הדבורים, המצווה אשר ציווה השם אל מוישה בני ישראל וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני. הפסוק הזה ממשיך הפסוק חס ליששכר נסנאל בן צוא לזבולון אליוב בן חילוי. So it says the order of the Nesim, ליששכר נסנאל בן צוא לזבולון אליוב בן חילוי. So it says Yisachor before Zvulun. The same thing in the Hemshech HaParsha and Perek Beis Pasuk Hei is the order of the Dgolim. Again, Ve'achoynim Olov Mate Yisachor Utzvoy Mate Zvulun V'nosi Livnei Zvulun Eliyahu Ben Chailan. So it says Yisachor before Zvulun. So twice we have Yisachor before Zvulun. And Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches and Perek Beis Pasuk Hei and Leumazdem and Bereishis Memtes and the Brochus from Yaakov Avinu and in the end of the Torah and the Brochus of Moshe Rabbeinu and Dvorim, the Pasuk says Zvulun before Yisachar. And Rashi says in Chumash Bereishis and in Dvorim, Zvulun v'yisochor osu shutfes. Zvulun l'choyf yamim ishkoin v'yoytze l'pragdematye l'fichoch higdim zvulun l'yisochor sh'toyrosu yishel yisochor al yedei zvulunu. So Rashi says why the Torah has in the order is zvulun and then yisochor sh'toyrosu yishel yisochor al yedei zvulun. This is the reason the zvulun before yisochor. This is the reason zvulun is before yisochor. So the Shaila is, why in our parsha Yisachar is before Zvulun? And the Dgolim, Yisachar is before Zvulun. And in Chumash Bereishis, Zvulun is before. And in Chumash Dvorim, Zvulun is before. And Rashi says, why Zvulun is before? Because B'schus Zvulun, Yisachar sits and learns. And in our parsha, we find that Yisachar is before Zvulun. So the Skolner Rebbe says, that avada and avada and the chashivus Yisachar is before Zvulun. The loim de Torah is before the Messiah. Can be that the person that helps the loim de Torah will be more important than the loim de Torah. And Chumash Bereishis, when Yankov gives the bracha for the parnose, when Moshe gives the bracha for the parnose for Klal Yisrael, for sure Zvulun comes before Yisachar. Because Yisachar needs the money of Zvulun to sit and learn. Bichlal brocha shel Zvulun is Yisachar. The same word the Chasam Sefer says in our parsha. Chasam Sefer asks the kasha. In our parsha it says Ephraim u'Menashe. Livnei Yosef. Le Ephraim el Yishoma ben Amiud. Le Menashe gam liyot ben Ptotzu. Same thing in the Dgolim. And Ilu in the Brochus and the Chalukas of Eretz Yisrael, it says Menashe before. Zog the Chasim Sefer in Mitzrayim, Ephraim was sitting and learning, and Menashe was in charge to help Yosef. It was again a Yisachar v'Zvulun. So b'meila, the Chashivus Ephraim is before Menashe. But when it comes to Chalukas of Eretz Yisrael, Menashe is before Ephraim. Does it get to the Gashmias? So I want to say, Avei Tifezach, Kach Kibalti Migdoi Yisrael. We have twice in the Torah Yisachar is before Zvulun. Teirofi Shali Socha is before Zvula. The one that sits and learns comes before the one that is supporting the Teir. And twice we find in the Teir that the Zvulun is before Yisocha. And Rashi says, because the whole Teir of Yisocha comes to Teirofi Shal Zvulun. The answer is like this. Avada, we know Yisocha over Zvulun, Zogt Rashi, also Shutfus, their partners. It's a Musag of Yisocha over Zvulun. And the person sitting and learning, and the person that supports him, it's a shutfus. When the person that supports Teire gets a schar in the Teire, when he knows that his socher is before Zvulun. When the person that is supporting the Teire knows the Teire is the Ike, I'm supporting the Teire, I'm helping the Teire, then he gets the schar of the Teire. But if he feels, I'm the most chashuv, about I'm supporting Teire, he loses the ma'ile. I will explain it in a second more, but I want to be magdim. The Yitzer Hore has a big koyach. Shteyman said once, some people ask, doesn't make sense. One guy sits and learns day and night. Day and night. The other guy has a couple millions. He just gives them a check. Gan Eden to go up together. It's not fair. So he says, Avad, Shtey Tistach of Zvulun. The Yitzer Hore has a gewaldik koyach. To the people that learn, he makes it hard for them. Yeah? He makes the bad guys not to come Friday. He makes them not to sit and learn day and night. This is the Yitzer Hore. He wants it to be nobody. He kills them on the Olam Haba. They don't come. They shmuz and say it and they go out. All of that. He kills the Lem Teira. What he does to the people that support Teira, they enjoy the Gantz Lem. They write the check and they buy the Teira. He kills them this mile. He doesn't let them to put his socher before Zvulun. They support Teira, but they think Zvulun is before Yisocha. How you know it? You come to a house. The Talmid Chochem comes in. Who sits in the head of the table? The balabos that gives out the money, or the guy, the Talmid Chochem? If the Talmid Chochem comes to the house, he gives him to sit on his table. And he stands on the side and writes the check, like, you know, like an Oni Pesach. Oh, he will be Yisocha with Zvulun. I think I saw only two people in the world that could do it. Maybe three. Because it's a whole fight. And the Bismarck, we know that he fights. We saw today the Bismarck was not full, yeah? We know he fights. He fights. He fights. He knows these people, nothing will come out of them. He fights to make them not to be in Bismarck. He puts all of his kaychas into it. And when you come, he puts a guy near you to schmooze. And then he puts a guy outside to call you. Hey, he has all the zachen. He has the courage to disturb. What do you think he does to the rich people? They're going to buy the Lamaba with a checkbook. He doesn't let them to make his socha before his food. He makes them, they give the money, but he kills it for them. Like with the learning, he makes kroim kroim, that you speak middle of Seder, nothing, you know. Terosin nasas hevel avolim, sheit chazanish, yeah? He can come to Seder during 5 hours, but just once answer the phone, this, that, nothing is left of his Seder, garnished. This is what he does, he lets the guy to come to Bismedush. Shmuzes, here, shmuzes, where does garnish geblieben? This is the krech of the Yitzhar. The krech, he takes the long detail, he doesn't let them to put his socha before his food. So this is important there. I get that Pesach Lamaber, Apor, you know, a couple packages of candies, the way they're getting an Eden. Oh, but the Yisocho v'Zvulun? Yisocho v'Zvulun. It's not Heskem Zvulun v'Yisocho. Some people sign the Heskem Zvulun v'Yisocho. After them is no promise. And Yisocho v'Zvulun is a promise. I'm going now, what is the conditions? It's a big Nisayan. I'm going to tell you, I told it once to someone. He got very insulted. Yeah, I told him, if you want, I said, you know, get up, let the Talmid Chacham to sit here. I told him, I'm only saying it because I love you. You're spending so much money, you come up to the Shemaim, you're left with nothing. Shaita! Shaita! I know it's hard. Sometimes come to a big invention, a big Siyum HaShas. If you find one balabos sitting there on the top, you know, Nebach, this guy lost his Elam Abed. Because he will never sit with the Yisochos, he knows he's nobody. No, I support here, I have to be on the top table here. Yeah? I'm supporting the matzah. Shoite! You're on top here, and the Shemaim, you'll be in the bottom of the crowd. Sit behind. You're the supporter. Chofetz Chaim says, Eitz Chaim ilamachzikim bo. Shtein Eitz Chaim ilamachzikim oiso. Lamachzikim oiso is no Eitz Chaim. Lamachzikim bo. I'm drowning, I'm holding on to the Torah. I'm holding on to the Torah. I want to ask you a shaila. You come into the hospital. You have a yene machle. The biggest doctor in the world is standing there. A huge doctor. You have to pay $1 million, yeah? Who sits in the main chair? The doctor or the guy that gives the $1 million? The guy who gets $1 million is fighting to get an appointment by this choshev doctor. And the doctor tells him, okay, speak to my secretary, yeah? He's giving $1 million to Ba'al Mabe. But he wants to sit in the chair and the doctor will wait outside? Doesn't go. Such a doctor will surgery, he'll kill you, yeah? So it's the Mahalach. It's the Zelbezach. And the Yitzhar Hore makes it so hard. Why it's hard? You're anyway giving the money. I'm not asking you to give more. I'm not telling you to give more. I'm not telling you to give more. Do it the opposite. Take, Besedo, I'm sorry, I don't have now. You don't have to come to my house, I'll drop it. Don't come every year. It will get to you anyways. So I will not have. It's the same thing. I'm not speaking a dollar more. I'm speaking the same amount of money. I'm not trying to tell people, like, give more. What that pi aloha you have to give, I was like, to give. Ask your Rabbani what to give. Change your attitude. Remember, you saw Choras before Zvulun. It's a key. You're doing it anyways. And Zav Shema told me. And why no one will listen to you? Because if they will listen, they will have Elam Habe. Don't think that Yitzhar Hara will let all of the rich people to be in Elam Habe. And the Bismedrash, only five people will make it. And the Bismedrash, he fights it out. And there he fights it out. He fights it out. He kills it. And some people think, no, it's no Yitzhar Hara. I tell everyone, if he's not sure if he has Yitzhar Hara or not, tell me when's the last time he died and watched Shmones for every word B'chavodah. But if you tell me that he didn't watch Shmones, I would know the Yitzhar Hara left him. When he gets up in the room of Seder, there's no Shachas Yitzhar, he's really busy. When he puts down his head, he's really tired. I understand. In Shmonesah, you know for sure he's there, because you never made a full Shmonesah. Why do you think doing Seder, it's not the one that is visiting you, it's him? The one that's closing your eyes, it's him. Why you don't think it's him? Why you don't think he sits inside your phone? Well, no, only in Shmonesah he visits? I said someone, Alamo, I measure myself. If my Shmonesah is clean, I know maybe by day he's not disturbing me. Kozman, I can't even finish a bracha with Shmonesah without losing focus. I know for sure, and every minute he's there, because he doesn't come only in Shmonesah. So, Mimele, the Tere is Madgish, it does Zvulun Unisacho. It does Zvulun Unisacho. And it's not a parsha, and it's easy. Rashtema said, it's a horror. So he said, Givaldi. He said, so if they manage to fight it, they deserve it, Zokhtav Shtema. Hashem makes it hard for them, and the same of the amount of hard. Like you can do it, they cannot do it. Don't be surprised why they're not doing it. Because if it will be easy for them to listen to you, there's no chokhmah that they're getting an Eden for it. There's no chokhmah. There's no chokhmah to get. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. There's no chokhmah to get. If you manage to fight, then you have the siyata dishmaya. It says in the end of the parsha, we'll go back to the beginning after it. Givaldik Gevold, it's two Volti, I want to say both of them. We'll start with the Emek Dovo, and then we'll go to the andere Volt, Alderich HaMalbim. In the end of the parsha, there's a parsha that a lot of people even don't know the details properly. It starts around Shvi. When they took away the Kelim and the Masos, so the Seder HaDvorim is, the Aaron and the Bonov came, they took every keli, they covered it with a beged tcheles, and the beged tcheles they put inside another cover of Ur Tachash, and this is the way they carried it from place to place. I'll bring a pasuk. V'rashul chol aponi mifresu beged tcheles, v'nosno olav ha-sekaoris, ha-kapis, ha-menikois, u'posu alem beged tcheleshoni. וכיסו עושה במכסה עור תחש ולא קחו בגד חילס וכיסו סמנר הסמור ונוסנו עולה וסקלה עור תחש והמזבח הזוב יפרסו בגד חילס כיסו עושה במכסה עור תחש ולא קחו את כל כלי השורס אשר שרסו ונוסנו על בגד חילס וכיסו עושה במכסה עור תחש ונוסנו על המועית ודישוס מזבח, בור בגד ארגומו, ונוסנו על הרעות, וחיסו איסה בבגד ארגומו תחש. Every keli was covered with בגד חילס, on top of it a cover from תחש. One keli was covered different. The אורוין. It's the first פסוק after שבי, ובו אורוין, ונוסנו על הרעות תחש, ופורסו בגד כליל תחילס מלמעלה. The Ramban is עומד on the שינוי. All of the kelim, the seder ha'avoda was kisui or beged cheles, and on top of it a kisui or tachash. The orim had a kisui or tachash, and on top of it was a kisui or cheles. and Beged Chayles. So I want first to go with the vote of the Netziv. The Netziv explains what is the difference. The Netziv says the Beged Chayles was a Beged Kovet. The Ramban also learns the same Yisoid. Beged Chayles is Chayles Deimel Rekia. You know, by us, the Tzeva Chayles really is Semel Chayles Deimel Rekia, Rekia Rekisa Kovet. Was them Chayles Alkan Vebigdeim, Akon Psil Techayles, the Meil Chayles, the Kohen Gadol had a Meil Chayles. Chayles is a Beged Kodesh. Oir Tachash is a protector. Protector. They took from oil, from leather, a protector. From the way, from the scratches, you know, they had the oil, like today they have these, you know, little bubbles that they cover. They had oil tachash that protect the oil, you know, get scrapped when they have to have a protector. That was the oil tachash, a real, from real leather, strong piece that protects. This was the Seder Advar. Zogt den Netziv, Be'etzem, every keli is merames to a part in Avodas Hashem. Mizbeach is the avoider, shulchan is the avoider's pnim, mizbeach is avoider's tefila, menorah is pilpula shel toira. It's all different avoiders that a yid has to be oved in Hashem. All of the things that a person is oved, avad he needs siyata dishmaya. But the derech of a person, the mahalach advarim is, you have to do ishtadlus. To get up, to daven, about, and then Hashem helps. You have to be a masmid, and then Hashem helps all these things. Kedusha, Taire, Parnose, Mizbeach, Shulchan. About everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Hashem covered it in our world, Beteva. The Tcheles is Mare Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tachash is a normal protector. So the Seder Advarim is, you put Tcheles inside. Because for sure you have to put Tcheles. Because Tcheles Be'etzem outsgate with the Siyata Dishmaya. But the way it comes delivered to us is with tachash. Mashe ein ken in the oroin is the opposite. The oroin is the loim de atayra. Is the haoroin noises noisof. Chazal tell us the oroin, when they went, they saw the Shechina. It was a miracle. All the other things we knew is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The oroin was flying through. Yeah, they're going in the light. Everyone saw the oroin flying. And so, what? They went to class, and the oil was just flying, you know. Hi, we see planes, and one that's flying, it doesn't look so strange, yeah? And that is nothing for birds, but not pieces, yeah? And the oil was just flying through. So it's a nest. But what? It was not 100% nest. The oil didn't fly freakly stop. You had to have people to carry it, and then it went up. It was nice as nice off. It was not just, they put the oil, okay, we're going. And the oil just picked up and started to fly through. For sure, it went in front of the Machner, right? They saw 7-8 people flying through with the oil. So he says it was a nes, but it was a little bit teva inside. So Hashem made the way of the oil is it's covered with tachash, because it's a little bit teva, but we see tcheles. We see anoge nisis. It says, Shaloi tishtakach mipizaroi. The way that the Torah is miskayim and all of the deiris. Everything is a nes. Everything is a mahalach of a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specially made that the Orin that shows the Ashgocha, the Ashkofe of life, how long the Torah will be surviving, is a miracle b'Mashiach Tzidkenu. This is the reason the Tcheles was outside. Mashiach and the Tachash is inside. Mashiach and all of the things in the world, Hashem was matbiya that the Iker is b'derech HaTeva. Inside is Nisto, the Siyata Dishmai. This is the way the Netziv, the name Ikdovor, is Masbir, a very nice Hezber. But I want today to shtol on the Hezber that the Malbim is Masbir. Al pi the Ramban. The Malbim is Masbir, Ramalbim says a Givaldi Gevot. He says, why in the Oroin, the Tcheles had to be outside, and all the Kelim, the Tcheles is inside. Zog the Malbim Azay. So the Ramban, I said the Loshon of the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Ba'avur ma'ila sa'orin lo hoyo nira olav kisur tachash." You needed a protector, but sinish can cover it to have the protector on top. Aval imechasim oisu v'poroicha shu amosuch loy, umechasim mishnei mirsur tachash. Ba'avur agashmim, the protector, uposim alakol beged trichayis milamalo sheni yenira olav abeged nichbol shu keetzem hashamayim latoya. Aval shar kol hakelim. You need oir tachash to protect, But the kavod from the oroin, that when it goes, it's kulay tcheles. The Malbim, listen carefully, is a gevaldik kavod from the Malbim. The Malbim says like this: b'chol hakelim oyom michser ratachash milemalo levad oroin shoyobeg tcheles al haoyer ki kedushosoi boikei agam b'matzpunov ki kedushosoi boikei agam b'matzpunov. Zog the Malbim azay. The oroin, even when it's protected with a oil tachash, it's all protected now, the kedusha comes out. And this was the tcheles around it. It's bavus what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. When a person is sitting in Beis Medrash, in a closed Beis Medrash, and he's sitting and learning, the student in Paris that has a yitzharah, if to smoke a cigarette in Shabbos or not, he stops to smoke the cigarette. Because the kedusha of the Torah is mashpia on him. The Torah doesn't make a difference. The Torah doesn't need to be in the street. The Torah doesn't need to be in the street. People think they need to do kiruv. When you sit in the Beis Medrash and you sit and learn, 100 kids and Moyaki made tshuva. You don't need to sit in Moyaki and machzor them b'tshuva. You sit in the Beis Medrash, you're covered with all tachash, all protected. The tcheles is outside. The tcheles comes out. You don't need to be there. Zog the Malbim, this was the remes. And all of the kelim, you have the kedusha, you put a protector, and you need a protector, because it's a street. And this is it, and the kedusha stays inside. Maybe some people that are not scared, they could go out to help. But ba'etzem, outside the protector, nothing comes out. And teira, you cover yourself with all of the protectors, and the tcheles is outside. The Torah is mashpia, and every place the Torah is mashpia. This is the pshat we say every morning. Eilu dvorim she'en lehem shiur. Ha'peo ve'apkurim ve'arayon. Eilu dvorim she'odom oichel pereseim bo'ilom hazeh. Ve'akeren kayemes lo'ilom habo. The list of all of the things are mitzvahs, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that you do, and it's also good for the Ribbono shel Olam, and it also has a chesed. Kibudav, gemilas chasodim, achnos ha-sames, levaya sames, achnos ha-skale, all of these things, tefillah, all of these things, you're helping also different people. And the Gemara is Messiah, v'talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, but it helps different people. Now David HaMelech says, acha sho'alti me'is Hashem, oiso avakesh. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yomei chayai. The Goyen says, what is the difference if sho'alti v'avakesh? There's a word, sho'alti v'avakesh. So the Goyen of Megillas Esther says, Esther HaMalka said, nafshi b'she'elosi ve'ami b'vakoshosi. Nafshi b'she'elosi ve'ami b'vakoshosi. Nafshi b'she'elosi. Ve'ami b'vakoshosi. Zog de Goyen, shaila is for myself, bakosha is for different people. Nafshi b'she'elosi, ve'ami b'vakoshosi. Acha sho'alti me'isa Hashem, oiso avakesh, shifti me'isa Hashem kol yomei chayai. This is good for myself. What are the shaychas for different people? The masbel is al bazach. When a person sits and learns, he does everything. Kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil chanino b'ni. V'chanino b'ni daile b'kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Who is the biggest supporter of Klal Yisrael? Kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil chanino b'ni. So he's the biggest chesed organization. He's the biggest kupas ha'ir. Chanino b'ni gives billions of dollars. Kol ha'olam. The guy that gave $1 million to kupas ha'ir, how he had $1 million? Because Chanino b'ni sat and learned. If you believe in Chazal. Some people don't. Or if you believe in Chazal, kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil chanino b'ni. V'chanino b'ni. So a person could help. He wants to go to help. So who was the biggest chesed? Who was mamish mefarnes ale anim, ale yisayim, ale almonis? Chanino b'ni. Kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil chanino b'ni. B'tznai shechanino b'ni daile b'kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. If Chanino b'ni wants to take some to himself, then he can't help no one else. But the Torah, that's like the Malbim. The Torah could be closed, Chanino b'ni could be closed, but it's yoysof yoysos achutzo. The Torah shines outside. The Torah shines the world. If a person sits and learns, we cover it with Tachash, but we take out the Tcheles. It doesn't stop. The light of the Torah is Mashpia, Vimitum, it's Mashpia in the whole world. It's not. That's what the Gedolim say in America, you know, I'm not in America enough, but they say that, you know, that Rebaum, Moshe, and all these Gedolim that were in America, they changed America. Yeah, they have like, all different organizations, yeah? But they think that they change America. Man. The change of America is Gedolei Yisrael that went and learned, and the Torah went around. Then everything else is Mashpia. There's a gewaltige Wort from the Saba Mikelman this week. It says, Livnei Yosef, Livnei Ephraim. So when you look in the Chumash, when it starts the Nesim, it says, Livnei Yosef, Le'Ephraim. But when it starts the Dgolim, Posuk Lamed Beis, Libnei Yosef, Libnei Ephraim. Zog de Balaturim. Why it says Libnei Yosef, Libnei Ephraim? Veloy Omar Libnei Yosef leEphraim, lefishi Yosef leinoso b'mitas Oviv, mishum kvoid Malchus. Lekach leRotzu limnoiso b'Dgolim. Dgolim was like covet. The covet from Klal Yisrael. You already said they saw the Malochim. They wanted Dgolim. They wanted flags. You don't know what it means, but it was a kind of covered Klal Yisrael. Yosef couldn't be his name exactly involved because he was not mechabed his father, because he was a king, and he was not allowed to carry the Orim. Zogdim alta mikalim, so he was not allowed to. He was a oynes. Says, so you could be a oynes, but you didn't do it. Remember, you are oynes, I was not feeling good, I couldn't, I had to have, else is good. Oynes lav commander Ovid. Lenetzach Yosef can be a part of the Dgolim. He was not mechaber his father, Kmoshe Tzorich. Then it says, another zach is a diuk in the psukim. It says, everyone, it's one word that is 100 times one way, and one time different. If you see in the parasha, you'll listen tomorrow. It starts. Libnei Shimon, Libnei God, Libnei Yisachor, Libnei Yehuda, Libnei Zvulun, Libnei Yosef, Libnei Ephraim, Libnei Menashe, Libnei Binyamin, Libnei Don, Libnei Osher, Bnei Naphtali. Why doesn't say Libnei Naphtali? It says Libnei Shimon, Libnei Levi, Libnei God, Libnei Yisachor, Libnei Zvulun, Libnei Yehuda, Libnei God, Libnei Yosef, Libnei Menashe, Libnei Binyamin, Libnei Don, Libnei Osher, Bnei Naphtali. So the Balaturim shtos on it. I heard once from a Choshev Rebbe of mine. Every parasha he took a Mefarsh, that parasha he sticked on. So he says Pshat that Naphtali was more Noshim. He says this the Remez Naphtali Ayolo Shlucha, Noshim Akeva. And he says that in Parshas Pinchos, when all of the Mason Midbar died, so was much more woman, right? Because men were born the same, and chutz from that, you lost 600,000 men. So it says in Parshat Pinchos, everyone has bnei, doesn't have li. When they count in Parshat Pinchos, all the counting there is bnei, everyone, because all the shvatim had more nashim from scholar. So this thing explains why with the lamed is men and with al lamed. The Welt says the ander revolt. The Welt says that Chazal say that the ma'ase, the way they divided all the shvatim. They put in boxes names, and what came out, al pi goyrol, the miyashiv, all of the machnas. So Naphtali came out the last one. Naphtali they didn't have to take out. Naphtali they didn't have to take out. So the mele they didn't take out. A little before she explained. Now, there's a big vikuach how to learn pshat in the Rashi here. It says in Rashi, it says אך אסמת הלוי לא יסיפקוי ואסרוי שום לא יסיסו בתוך בני ישראל. Don't count them. חסמת הלוי לא יסיפקוי ואסרוי שום לא יסיסו בתוך בני ישראל. Rashi says, why not to count them? דובר אחר, צופה הקדוש ברוך הוא שעשיד עולם את גזירו על כל הנימני מבין 10 שונו ומעלו שימוסו במדבר. אומר, אל יהיו אלה בכלל לפי שהם שלי שלא יתור בעגל. Don't count them. I don't want them to die. So Rashi says, the reason they didn't count the Levi because עשיד עולי את גזירו that everyone מבין 10 שונו has to die, כל מי שנימנו. So Hashem said, they didn't hurt in the eagle, don't count them. So the shalom, what happens later? The Ma'ase said they do the Aveira later, they don't do the Aveira later. So the Chacham explains, they do the Aveira later. So why they don't die? Because you have to have a punish on two Aveiras. On Chet HaEgel, and that you don't want to come into Eretz Yisrael. But the world asked the Kasha. This is basically the whole Kanoish Mahalach in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, don't count Shevet Levi, because soon I'm going to go exeral everyone that was counted, so keep them out. If they don't do that Aveira and they don't deserve to be killed, so even if they will be counted, they will be out. And if they deserve to be killed, so why not to count them? The answer is they don't deserve to be killed, because they didn't do the Chet HaEgel. But if they counted, they die together. They die together. This is the Rachaim HaKadosh says, it says, V'Yeshua v'kolev choyu min ha'anoshim asher holchu losu res ha'oretz. More people lived. The people after 60, Moshe. The Torah says, all the other people were not in the Gzeira. They were in the Gzeira. Why they're in the Gzeira? I want to explain the Kashmir to Rachaim. They didn't want to go, they wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, these two people lived. Fashtein, it's like the Rachaim HaKadosh. A lot of people lived, the 60 years old, the younger ones. Well, the people that did the Aveira, they didn't have Aveira. Yeshua and Kolev said, we want to go up. Why the Pasuk says these two people lived? The Teretz says, Agdor HaChaim, but they were in the minion of 60. So even if they didn't do the Aveira, they really had to die. It was a special nace to save Yeshua and Kolev that they will not die, Agdor HaChaim HaKadosh. I'm not saying, I just want to be masked, but this is a big yesod. A person has to know, say this with the Kanoim and Eretz Yisrael hold. We don't hold like them, but I'm just saying the Shita. They're very much against voting to the Knesset. There's a lot of reasons that they don't vote. They hold, there's a Knesset, right? There's a government here that is not keeping Torah and Mitzvahs, is in charge of a lot of Chil Shabbos that happens in the country. They hold, when you count yourself to come into that apart, even if you're there and you say, we don't want Chal Shabbos, we want the Shivas, it doesn't make a difference. But it's a counting, right? They make 120 seats, everyone counts, everyone is a part, right? When a country, a party wants to show that they're not a part of the government, they don't elect, right? And they say, we're machrim it, we're not a part of it, right? This is the way, if you want to make an act that you don't believe in what's going on in the country, you just don't come in the cloud to vote together. When you vote, you're part of it. They all stay as a besondere gzeire sometimes, even if you are not a balavere. If you make yourself to be a part of a balavere, you get the punishment. A part of a bad dira, part of a bad chevre. Even if you yourself don't do the bad. The gzeire is on the people that belong together. The people that belong to that group have the gzeire. The famous vote based on Chasam Sefer brings down that he saw, it says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tesvav Koydes Bnei Levi Lebeis Avoysom Nishpesom Kol Zochom Ben Choydesh Vemal Lo Tifkad Oysom. At the beginning of the parasha it says Su Esroish Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Lemishpechoysom Lebeis Avoysom במספר שוחר, במספר שמויס, כל זוכר לגולגל אויסום. לגולגל אויסום. Count them. Every person, every head. Then when it says to count the Levim, so the age is not 20, the age is 1 month. But it doesn't say to count every head. Why? In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, it says, count Bnei Yisrael, למשפחו יסום, לביסבו יסום, count במספר שמויס, כל זוכר לגולגל אויסום. Aleph, Pasuk Beis. And Gimel Pasuk תסבוב, כוי בלב לבייס אבו איסום, כל זוכר בבין חיידש ומעלה תפקדם. Why it doesn't say לגול גלו איסום? So Chasim Sefer says that he saw in Sefer Kol Yehuda that if we'll say לגול גלו איסום, you have to count every head. What if someone has two heads? How much times you count them? Once or twice? You'll have to count them twice? So why in Klal Yisrael you could write Ligul Galoisom? You'll also have to count. But the Gemara has a shayla, if a person has two heads, you put two tefillin on, one tefillin, one bit naben, two bit naben. So he says like this. The Gemara says that there's a shayla if you have to do one bit naben or two bit naben. So the Gemara says, and how much tefillin he has to put on? The Gemara says it's not Megah, he dies before he's 30. So a kid with two heads doesn't stay till 30. The Yisrael that you count to 20, you can count the heads, will never be a shayla of two heads. And 20, no one will make it. But the Levim that you count them when they're 30 years old, if the Pasuk will speak out heads, you'll think that you have to count every head twice. But if someone has two heads, you have to count them twice. You can't say to count the heads. The Pasuk wants to count the people, not the heads. So maybe by the Levim that you're counting from Bil Chodesh, it doesn't mention the heads. Masha'enken. And Klal Yisrael, that you're counting from 20, did it mention the heads? Now, as a big shayla, I don't know the answer. Maybe someone here knows the answer. I never learned in school, so I can't answer it. But I want to tell you, this cheshbon every year bothers me, and I try every year. First we'll say the vote, and then we'll finish up with the kasha. Lemaisa stated that the Levim were 22. The Ramban tells the kasha how it could be that all the shvatim were making it to the 50,000, the 60,000, the 80,000, and the levim just made it to the 22,000. So the Ramban answers later on, maybe the Oren was killing by them, but here we're speaking in the beginning, yeah, before the Oren was mechale by him. So the Ramban says because in the Mitzrayim says kasher yanu oisoiken yirbe v'chen yifroitz. Shevet Levi was not kasher yanu oisa, he came ivri v'chem yifruitz. Givaldi gevot. The Eidus le Yosef knaches it better. The Ramban, his mazbu the Ramban. It says like this. It says that Shisho beker asechot. Why Hashem made such an interesting miracle of Shisho beker asechot? The answer is because the goyim have a taina. Im begufom sholtu, b'neshaseyam lekot sheken. How we have a yichus of Klal Yisrael? The Mitzrim could have done what they wanted. Im begufam shaltu b'neshaseim lekol shekem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes. Every Yiddish girl had shisha bekeres echot. It was a simon that this is Yiddish kinderlach. No, say that. So why Hashem? Not she'en gem shevet Levi, that they were not sholetan. So we made it, the nes never happened. And that's never happened. So why Hashem didn't give it anyway to the Levim? Because then he says, Fakat. Then they will say, maybe the Teva of these Noshim, that doesn't make a difference what they are, they give six. So no, if they don't work, they don't give six. So it was like a Choytemes, that the ones that are Meshubed, Hashem gave a Ois Bris Kodesh, that they are them. This is the vote. So the Velt asked an Azak Kasha. Again, the numbers, I'm asking you the question, you figure it out yourself. How much from Gantz Klal Yisrael, how much Pchoirim came out? The Pasuk says 22,273. It says in the Pasuk, they made a cheshbon. Vayikol Pschoim is $22,273. Now you took all the Pchoires and you switched them connected to Levim. So first I make a cheshbon. How much Pchoires were in Klal Yisrael? 22,273. How much were Klal Yisrael? 600,000. So divide 600,000 to 22,273. So it means every family had 25 kids, right? If on 600,000 you have 22,000 prayers, so it means ממוצע, I don't know how you say it in English, average family is 25. Nice. Today is 10, I'm almost 25. Say it. They had like 6-7 birds. How much Levim were all together? 22,000. How much Pchoyos were in the Levim? Because the Pchoyos they didn't count. The Pasuk says 300. So how much was in every family of the Levim? If you divide 22,000 to 300, 60 for a family. Klai Yisrael had Shisha B'keres Echot. By them a family is 25. But the Levim, the families are a 60 family. Which doesn't make sense. How the Ramban says, why the Levim were small? Because they had small families. They didn't have Shisha B'keres Echot. The numbers just doesn't work. And even if you say that the Balevim, they counted from 1 month, okay, so from 60, it will not be 60 for family, it will be 30 for family. But it's again, it's the same match of the family of the Yisrael. So the Cheshbonos Yerbs, I never managed to figure it out yet, this Ramban. But as I stayed in the Ramban, we'll stop here. Let me show you, every family has girls, same thing. So they had girls, so it's a 60 for family, it's 80 for family.
They had more wives. The Levim only had one wife. The Israel had many wives.